Good morning. It's the 17th of January, 2019, and today we have the Ace of Coins, the Nine of Swords, and the Knight of Swords. I dream, I act. There are, of course, a couple ways to look at these cards, all of the minor arcana. That, in and of itself, should be of a comfort to you. Nothing going on here but the worst possible scenario in your head, and it keeps you up at night. You're broke, you worry. You have money, you worry. Who's going to stab you in the back next? Who's going to charge in and steal everything away from you? We're not talking to you today. I am not without sympathy, but relax. This is tossing and turning from ideas, messages, and inspiration through dreams and or there's just so much going on in your head you can't sleep. I almost always wake up at 3 a.m., and I'm lucky enough to be able to make the most of an hour or two then, always my best time. I remember something I read about the rare window when your sun and rising sign are crossed or together or something, much like when the sun and the moon are up at the same time in the morning. I love that. In any case, if you are a writer or artist or musician or anybody for that matter, you know damn well if you don't get up and write it down now, it will be gone in the morning, no matter how convinced you are that you'll remember it. I often have to look up words I heard in my dreams and have often had to figure out chords by ear I've heard. So you can get up and be productive at 3 a.m. or not. But there is, of course, much lore and mythology about that hour, so there's got to be something to it. The Chinese believe in the organs resetting themselves during the sleep cycle, and 3 a.m. is the liver reboot. The Ace of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn we are familiar with. In the past position, you've been given a gift. When we talk of a gifted person, the sky hand shows you to receive this most valuable ace, which is, as we talked about before, talent. You are a proverbial gold mine. There is in particular one idea that is pure gold, as they say, but all you're doing is chopping and parsing and driving yourself nuts as to how to go about it. In the present position is the painful, angst-ridden insomniac of the tarot, the Nine of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. Usually, we see a human upright in bed, head in hand, something having woken him or her from his sleep. Dream or nightmare? On the Morgan Greer card, we see an inflamed red sky and a pair of hands tied at the wrists, as in, my hands are tied, but my mind is eating itself. Itchy, swelling brain was a punk song, I think. This is that. Because there's not a damn thing you can do about anything in the middle of the night anyway. Your hands are tied. It looks like an upcoming cycle of rather tortured and sleepless but extremely creative nights. In the future position, the Knight of Swords doesn't, in spite of the fresh blood on his sword, mince words, and neither should you. Perhaps you're afraid that your truth or message will hurt or offend or cause damage to someone somehow. We've all heard of shedding blood, sweat, and tears for our work as writers or artists, but this knight is not one to thrash around holding his head nitpicking details and anticipating problems. This is the just do it guy. We see a tower burning in the distance. This is set the world on fire stuff. If you ever get up, get it out of your head and write it. Whatever it is, even a letter. Damn the collateral damage. At least you'll sleep, knights. Or you were given a gift. Take it on the road. You'll slam. In which case, do stay on the lookout for highwaymen. Bottom line is, worrying gets you nothing. Action does.